What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful Wrestling. It is January 10th, 2022. This is your WWE Raw review. We got plenty of other stuff to talk about here. We got Denise Salcedo with us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty all right. Excited to be here as always.
Well, you were also here Saturday. Yourself and Steven Jensen reviewed Impact Hard to Kill. I popped up at the beginning of that show with some exclusive news. A reminder, you can get exclusive news every day at FightfulSelect.com. I'll tell you more about that later. We reviewed Battle of the Belts on Saturday. There was Grapsody Saturday. We had a whole mess of interviews last week from Braun Breaker to Gail Kim to Chelsea Green. Just so many. Steve Macklin, who had an amazing performance on Saturday night. Make sure you check those out. Denise?
My Wrestle Kingdom Night 1 and Night 2 review.
Yeah, you're right. It was so busy last week. New Year's Evil. So many different things last week. It was one of the most loaded weeks ever. And then, just like in the middle of all that, like Samoa Joe got fired.
Just like a ton of news, too.
Yeah, it was insane. It was one of the busiest weeks I've ever covered in this job. But guys, please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. Tap that bell for notifications. And get in your super chats and humper chats. You can donate the little dollar sign at the bottom of youtube.com/Fightful. You can also send a humper chat at humperchats.com. And you may say, well, what's the difference? Well, humper chats is a PayPal format. It lets us keep a little bit more of that as well through Streamlabs. So that's a great way to support it. You can always subscribe to FightfulSelect.com as well. I had a whole bunch of Royal Rumble news today about the process of them announcing a lot of the surprises ahead of time, what they have planned, if there will be more surprises, FightfulSelect.com. And then before this show, we had a bunch of the plans for WWE Raw. But what we have already are some people that are donating Super Chats. Volob says Raw always blows its load in the opening segment, and they're done for the rest of the show, unlike, say, Veer, Denise.
Did they promote Veer today, or was that not a thing? Because I don't think I saw anything on Veer today.
I didn't notice it, but you know what? I've been known to tune a couple things out when they get redundant, Denise.
See, I wait for the Veer announcement. Like, I look forward to it in anticipation, sure, which is very sad. And I don't recall seeing it at all today. Maybe I missed it or something. But I don't recall seeing it at all, which means that if we did not see it today either, that means that it's now 2 weeks in a row where we do not get any sort of Veer announcement.
And that isn't usually an accident when they do that. When's the last time we saw anything from Elias?
No, he's been dead for a while.
Nerguru said, this forbidden rumble door is real. I expect, if anyone, Jericho and maybe Christian, a WWE crowd seeing Judas would stun me. I would not expect that. I really, really wouldn't expect that.
I don't know. I don't even think I have my hopes up for any. I mean, should I have my hopes up for something major? I don't feel like I personally don't really feel like I have my hopes up for anything major. I'll be real. I don't think so.
I mean, I told you some wild stuff was going to happen with the Rumble last week, didn't I?
Wait, was that what you were leading to?
Denise Slayer says,
Jesus,
off topic.
Sean, you can't give me a tease and then not like finish it. Denise, I'm confused now because last time that we were talking about your little like Royal Rumble like tidbit that you had, I kind of figured out what it was. And now I think that I may have been wrong.
Follow-up says, no, there was no Veer announcement. Because he was getting over organically, even if it's a meme. And then Mad Matar says, Denise, what's with the hair? Just so you snap. But my hair's all messed up tonight.
Yeah, you look like alfalfa.
Yeah, that's not the way alfalfa looks. Alfalfa.
No, you had earlier when we started the stream. I didn't want to tell you, but you had one hair sticking out this way. And so I was internally laughing about it.
It sticks up.
Yeah,
sticks
okay, up. Fine. You had sideways alfalfa.
Juan Ortiz says, Veer will eliminate in the Royal Rumble with Denise, only for Sean to eliminate him.
Bruh.
I guess. But Jam Beard says, Sean, since you're a Bengals fan and I'm a Raiders fan, feel like making a bet on the game. I mean, no, not at all. I already spent enough money to go to this game, so that's where I'll be Saturday
night. How much you spend, Sean? Give us the numbers.
Enough. Denise Slayer.
Well, where are we at? The triple digits? How many digits?
Yeah, you can't buy anything for less than triple digits to go to a Bengals
playoffs game. Sean,
those
are the scoops we really want to know, man.
I'm not sharing that. Denise Slayer says, who are y'all rooting for the NFL playoffs? who are you rooting for other than the Bengals, Sean? Because you know they're out in the first, second. Well, you're banned, and I'm rooting for the Bengals and nobody else.
That ain't my burner, man. I swear it's not my burner.
Bezo Banks says off topic, but Sasha in her mainstream era, greater than sign. Yes, she's doing very well. She did the intro for the college football playoff game tonight, which is great news.
Good for her. I hope we get to see more people get opportunities like that. I think that's a really cool thing.
Yeah. Sharts Freely says, thoughts on the WWE draft happening after Survivor Series, and the winning team gets to choose where they want to go. For the following few weeks, they can show up anytime on any brand they want. I think that's a little too convoluted. I mean, what's the incentive to not just jump back and forth between other brands right now anyway? There's nothing keeping anybody from it right now, Denise.
I'm pretty sure we'll talk about the brand split when we talk about Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and all that.
Jambeard says, no money from you. If you lose the bet, you'd have to wear the Mike White shirt. Okay,
hey,
I'll
Sean,
do that.
You ever figure out who got you that?
Some loser. Anyway, leave a thumbs up, guys. Share. If the Bengals win, Denise has to shave her head bald.
Alicia, oh, yeah, for sure.
Alicia Ellis says, didn't have Hook getting a lap dance in a club with Antonio Brown in 2022 in my bingo card. Literally DM'd Sean asking for confirmation it was him. Hey, let the kid live. Let Hook live. Hook was sending something.
Well, you know what, Sean? I guess you were right. It's all about the... Never mind. You know, joke went over your head. Screw it. Continue on. You know it's
all about that life. But...
That's what the Hook thing reminded me of. Like, instantly when I saw it, that was the first thing that popped into my head.
Good for him, is all I can say. Chertel says, what if Bayley did a ding-dong hello segment and opened the forbidden door to Danhausen, the A&W employee? I mean, I would just like that in general, but that's like a digital short is what that is.
That is a phenomenal visual, actually, if you think about it. Imagine they would have done that with Mickie James coming into the Royal, like instead of making the announcement, all of a sudden they do that and then through the door she comes in. Yep. You know, I like that visual. That's a good idea. Yeah. Join creative.
Sharks Freely said, what are the chances of Enzo and Cass returning to WWE? I would say they are not likely, but it is higher now than it has been at any other point because neither one of them have caused any trouble or anything of late, and they make their bookings, they do their job, and they do it well. Sharks Freely says, Vince was proud of Shane for leaving WWE and starting his business. Would he be happy or pissed about Triple H starting and leaving his own wrestling company? No, I don't think Vince cares. I fully think that within like 3 or 4 years, I think WWE is going to sell. I just think they're going to sell. That's where I am on it. Jambeard says, Hook sent little hooks. Ah, very clever. Very clever. Well, I'll tell you what's not clever. The Hurt Business are broken up again, Denise. They were barely together to begin with.
I don't even think I recall them getting back together. When did they get back together? I feel like they've been on and off. They haven't been on so much. They've been more off than on. So I feel like I don't even know anymore what's going on with them.
Well, Bobby Lashley tells them he doesn't have anything for them, isn't doing anything with them, et cetera, et cetera.
So but he then, released them from the Hurt Business?
Pretty well. Pretty well. Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley have a face-to-face promo, and it features some stand-up comedy. Not even Brock Lesnar is exempt from this. Anytime they turn a baby face, they become a stand-up comedian. At least with Brock, it's so far out of left field that it's funny. Like he goes, hey, Paul, knock, knock. And Paul goes, who's there? And Brock says, Bobby. Paul Heyman says, Bobby who? And Brock says, exactly. Ooh.
Brock it says was that a good burn. You know
it
what?
It was
Screw
a good
it.
Burn. It was a
it
good
was
burn.
A good knock-knock joke.
Oh, my gosh. So Brock Lesnar is face-to-face with Bobby Lashley, and it feels surreal to see it. It's so cool to just see it. Lashley says that Brock has been ducking him for 20 years. And he's been looking forward to this moment. And we know that it's true that he has been looking forward to this moment for 20 years. But Brock is like, I didn't even know who you were until day one. I don't know if that's a good approach to take. I think it's a lot better if Brock does know who he is. But I'm fine with him alluding to, you know, I was winning championships in this ring and another ring. And you never really did much in either one until like last year. I loved that approach. What'd you think of Brock's approach to this promo?
I loved it. I loved it. I didn't care that he was like, I didn't know who you were. I just found out since WWE day one. I thought it was hilarious because obviously, yeah, you know, we all know the accolades of Bobby Lashley, but they are not on the same level as Brock Lesnar. So Brock Lesnar essentially poking fun at that and basically saying like, yeah, Bobby Lashley was like, oh, you've been ducking me for 20 years. And Brock Lesnar was like, bro, I was out here winning championship belts. Like, where were you at? Like, blame yourself. Don't be blaming me that you weren't on this level. Oh, I love that so much. I actually thought it was good because it's like, it's Brock Lesnar. All right. So he's going to, you know, obviously, you know, be in, you know, act heightier and mightier. And I think that if anything, when they go into this match and hey, Bobby Lashley, you know, basically shows them like what he's got and what we're expecting to see from this match, then Brock Lesnar's going to have the WTF moment. Who is this guy when they actually have the match? So I actually think that this was really hilarious. I liked the silly knock knock joke. It really only worked because it was Brock Lesnar and he's so good at the comedy stuff. I love this. I thought that Bobby Lashley like looked like a star with that awesome coat, by the way. It was a great coat.
And then hell of a coat. It was a good ass coat.
It was really good. You can tell that thing was very, very fancy. Oh, and then when Brock Lesnar was basically pointing out the fact that they're wearing fancy clothes, I popped for that. I popped for that so hard because I was like, Brock Lesnar doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would notice someone's clothes, even if it was fancy. He doesn't seem like he even notices that kind of stuff. So I thought that was pretty hilarious. I loved everything about this top to bottom. And obviously we're just getting there. You know, they do more of these promos. I think that, you know, Bobby Lashley will end up, you know, getting some sort of positive word in or something, getting his upper hand in these promos. But this was Brock Lesnar's moment in this one, I think.
Jam Beard says, can we get another Brock R-Truth segment? I would love to see more Brock comedic stuff. Orlando says, where has this Brock been? The jokes to Lashley. Brock should have been a babyface a long time ago in a feud with Roman Reigns. Years and years ago. Should have worked out a lot different. Tom Brady says, when Brock is committed, he is must-watch TV. Yes, he is. Like, if Brock is on TV and he is motivated, I've got to see it. I always have to see it.
Feels like a big deal.
Well, Brock leaves. The Hurt Business come out and jump Bobby Lashley. Now, a lot of people pointed to the Shelton Benjamin-Brock Lesnar connection. I think we're giving him too much credit. I mean, maybe they become henchmen for Brock and Paul Heyman, but I don't think that Brock needs it. I just don't think it'll help Brock at all.
Or maybe they could do something where they're like, kind of in cahoots with him, but he's not like they want to be in cahoots with him just to kind of get back at Bobby Lashley. But Brock Lesnar's kind of like, like kind of making them seem like they're important, but then they're really not because Brock Lesnar only cares about himself. I don't know. They can do a couple of things to add a little, you know, fun to the storyline, add a little bit more to it. I wouldn't mind it.
Guys, reminder, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. This show brought to you by helixsleep.com/Fightful. Check them out. At Helix Sleep on Twitter. Some stupid punk says they sent Hook to the club. Nicholas says SRS going for the Hook look with the hair tonight. I can't pull off Hook's hair.
Like one side going one direction with the other side going the other direction and the other side going. Oh no, that's not
going to work for me. I'll look like Rob Rison instead. It ain't going to work for me. No. Sorry.
No, it's because you don't have enough hair to make it go all the directions. It has to be longer. Your hair has to be longer for it to work.
I'm still growing it out. Can't do it, guys. Sorry.
Can't do the Hook look.
Juan Ortiz says, I got to see Hook last Wednesday at AEW in Newark.
Was he at the club? Just kidding.
Had to represent him since I'm a fellow hooker. Buddy, I think he's representing himself just fine. Well, we had the RK-Bro versus Alpha Academy match. So some stuff I like about this, some I don't. RK-Bro very clearly heading towards WrestleMania. Riddle, Randy Orton, WrestleMania, it's got to happen. I just get the feeling it's going to happen before then, but it'll go to like a count out or a no contest or some bullshit like that. But backstage, Randy Orton is writing on Riddle's hand so he doesn't forget. And I loved Riddle's line of, you've got great handwriting, Randy. Like, that was good stuff. We get the match. There's some great spots. Alpha Academy wins. Now, let me tell you my problem with this. Before, WWE just up last week and decided Alpha Academy, they're the tag champs. That's who we're going to do. They hadn't won a tag match together in their last six matches. The last two-on-two match they won together was last March, Denise.
But they were winning the singles, though, right? If I remember correctly.
Sure, sure. But as a team, like, as a team, why should they be in the same universe as these guys? Like, what would it have
What harmed? Other teams are there? They can't Just afford to be on
what,
a separate
what
universe.
What are you talking about?
Go,
what
other? Give me some more. Who else is there?
Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode.
Okay.
The Mysterios.
Okay.
Street Profits.
Okay, but we've been there, seen it, done that with them as tag team champions.
It doesn't matter. Like they don't have to be tag champions. Alpha Academy could beat them. Like, it's okay for them to beat these teams. Before AJ and Omos broke up, that could have been one of the catalysts for the breakup, was losing to Alpha Academy. They could have done that. It's so weird to me that they're like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna have them win a couple singles matches. But, you know, we just can't have them win actual tag matches. It's weird to me.
Well, why is it weird? We obviously know that there are lots of last minute decisions being made. And this
is weird to me, Denise. That's the weird thing.
Why
to
is
me.
It still weird? This has been the norm,
Denise,
Sean. Why is
that's
it weird
not, that's
anymore?
That's not the point.
It's been
Denise.
The norm.
Muted. That's not the point. There should not be constant last minute decisions.
Sean, the point is out the door. We've been covering Raw. We know
Denise,
what to expect from the show.
Listen to me. I don't give a fuck. It should not be normal. You should not be normalizing. No, the booking is supposed to be shitty. That's not normal. That's
I
not
understand
normal.
That, Sean, but you're acting like this is the first time that we've had a
no,
weird
I'm
booking
not
decision
like it's
made
the first
on Monday
time.
Night Raw.
No, I am not acting like it's the first time. I'm saying, why don't they ever rectify this? At what point do they just rectify this and be like, you know what? We're putting these people in this, or like the point where they decided last week. Oh, gee, these people are going to be tag champions. Maybe we should have them win some tag matches. You know, Cedric and Shelton are also a tag team, Denise. They're on this show, by the way. They're on this. Commander Aziz and Apollo Crews. There are seven tag teams here. Eight before AJ and Omos split, and you could have used this as a catalyst to split them up. Like, saying, oh, well, they make last-minute decisions all the time. Who cares?
They do.
I care. No, I care because this shit should make sense at a minimum. At a bare minimum, it should make sense. It's very easy to do. Just like, let people win matches sometimes. Apollo Crews was in the ring with the U.S. champion who he lost to like 2 months ago and they moved on from. It's just so weird. And here's what I don't like. I got people that are apathetic about it, making a big deal out of nothing here. Winning matches is very easy. They script the show. They decide who wins and loses. It's so weird.
Sean, I agree with you. However, based on the track record, based on what we have been seeing, based on decisions that have been being made, that's why, to me, it's not a big deal. I expect it. I see it coming, okay?
So I should be apathetic about it and not care about the show that I'm reviewing?
I'm not saying that.
I should just be like, wow,
I just feel like there's more things to be like, there's other things that have angered me more on this show when like the logic wasn't there. Or
I'm not angry about
sense.
It. I am well past
Sean,
the point
you're
of being
making these
muted. I am well past the point of being angry over WWE Raw bullshit. Like, well past that point. Like, I don't expect this, but it is so lazy. It is so goddamn lazy. It is just the weirdest thing to be like, I'm going to be apathetic about this show that I watch 3 hours of every Monday. No, I want this to be better, and I want it to make sense. And it's weird to me that people are like, this is just what happens. Why is this just what happens? Why is it $1 billion for this programming tons of people making tons of money. A bunch of people get fired because they're sometimes they are relevant to the show and they still get fired. But the booking is so fucked up and pointless that they can just be like, well, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, whatever, get rid of them. Karrion Kross, Keith Lee, the guys who were the guy in NXT or developmental territory, don't need them either. Like, it's so interchangeable and just...
Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blah.
I'm just surprised that of everything we've seen on this show, this was the official thing that made you snap and go on a rant.
I've made this same rant like once every 2 months for like...
I know, and I get it, and I understand it. I'm just saying that I feel, given some of the other stuff that we've seen on the show, this isn't necessarily the one thing that made me go, my God, why did they do this?
It's not the worst. Oh, God, no, it's not the worst.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, for me, I was like, all right, fine. You know what? They're new tag team champions. Cool. Fine. I'm good with that. I'm excited. Let's do this.
But, like, you're talking about them winning the singles matches. Orton beat Otis in like 3 minutes.
All right. So give me the win. What have we been seeing the last few weeks? Go ahead and read it to me backwards.
Let me think. Cause I try to erase my brain from it every time. Alpha Academy won last week in 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Orton beat Otis.
Okay.
Otis beat Riddle.
Okay.
And then in the tournament, they got bounced in the first round in 3 minutes. Alpha Academy did.
Okay.
Got beat.
All right. Quit. So they got what? One win?
Also, Riddle beat Gable in 4 minutes. Orton beat Gable in 3 minutes. So they weren't even winning the singles matches.
All right. Otis, so how many wins do they got like in the last 2 months? Singles and tag team. How many wins do they got?
Just that singles match over.
So they won one match.
Yes. Well, okay. Right. No, they won the tag match last week and then the Otis match. Other than that, they've lost like 7-8 matches. So, like, I look at that, and I go, what, why? Like, why is it so hard for them to just be like, hey, we've decided to make Alpha Academy the tag champions, and then let them win some? Now, you could say, well, isn't that what they did last week? Yeah, but why is it that the catalyst to that is like, okay, let's beat the tag champions. That way they lose twice in a row. It is so lazy. So goddamn lazy.
So, Sean, here's my question. So now that they're tag team champions, let's say the next, I don't know, month, let's say they're still, you know, tag team champions within the next month or so, and they consistently get wins. Would that make up for this for you?
Would it make up for it? No. Yeah. Would it be better? Yeah, it would help out. Sure. But like, they have won like one match since they came to
Yes,
Raw.
Okay. And this is why, look, this is why I didn't necessarily hate it. And here's my particular reason, aside from the fact that like I expect this stuff to happen on Raw, okay? Anyways, I didn't hate it because I think for the longest time, for on the Otis side of things, we were wondering, all right, they did this big character change. So where are they going with this? What are they going to do with him? Where are we going? Chad Gable, for the longest time, has been treated like essentially, you know, like nothing. You know, how many times wasn't he the laughing, you know, part of the joke where he was the Shorty G character and everybody kept saying, oh, we want to see Chad Gable in NXT. We want to see Chad Gable anywhere else but where he's at. And so they finally do this Alpha Academy thing. Okay, cool. So they start doing something. Granted, they're not getting these wins. They get like one win. Screw it. That's what we get on Raw, whatever. And now they're tag team champions. And I, first and foremost, I haven't even talked about this match. I liked this match. I thought it was a very fun match. Good. And when they got the win, it was completely unexpected. And for me, I liked that for some reason that it was unexpected. And given the fact that I've been wanting to see them do something with Otis and Chad Gable, it made me excited to see them become champions here tonight. And then on top of that, like, I feel they need the bouts way more than RK Bro does. And I'm pretty sure RK Bro are bound to get it back at some point.
Bet you they're eating losses within a month.
As champions.
Yes. Singles. All right.
Then you know what? Then you can stay angry, Sean.
I can stay angry regardless. I've dealt with this bullshit for a long time. And it's not that hard to book people to win matches.
Well, yeah, I understand that, and I'm on your side on that, Sean. I'm just saying this is I don't even know anymore. Continue on.
Exactly, you don't know because your point is
my point why are we surprised that this happened? Why? Sean, we've been seeing DQs, countouts, people going into a match, walking out. All of a sudden, they get a rematch the following week. We've been seeing number one contenders match to possibly become the number one contenders match to never becoming the number one contender. So why are we surprised?
Why does any of this indicate that I'm surprised? That's one of the things that annoys me on Twitter. I'll post something. People goes, you're surprised, mate? You're surprised that WWE would do this? No, motherfucker, I'm not. That's the point. What about my reaction indicated that it was a surprise as opposed to me just being so over this shit? And now, granted, before anybody comes at me also with the,
if this makes you so miserable, why are you doing this for a job? It makes you miserable.
I would rather cover bullshit wrestling than do anything else. So that ain't going to work for me. But we do have some super chats and humper chats. Mod Matar says, Sean, fantasy booking Alpha Academy title reign. That's a full podcast, buddy. I don't do fantasy booking on my own Q&A shows even, because that is a full-on podcast. Mr. Andrew says, it boggles my mind that Vince can understand how to book a strong champ like Roman, yet doesn't book other talent strong. They do that. They've done that for decades. That's been the case for a long, long time.
Brandon, and that is why you seem no challengers for
you seem
Roman
pretty
Reigns.
Surprised. Brandon, well, this shows me that you're not listening. That's what that shows me.
You're just like, mad, Sean. Continue on.
I'm not mad about anything.
You're coming across as mad.
Well, I'm not. As I said, like, I can't imagine the last thing I got mad about for pro wrestling. Like,
damn it, I thought I was gonna be the one to snap on this show.
I can't imagine, even at this point, especially after watching WWE as long as I have and seeing this stuff for like 15 years, I would say probably since like 04, the booking has been like pretty much like this. Like, going back to La Resistance being put in a pile and a flag shoved up their ass. Like, that's one of the earliest examples when I looked at and I said, ugh, this is rough, but I'm definitely not mad, but
it's just okay to be mad, Sean. If those are your feelings, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay. Just, let it out.
I can't be mad about something that I come to expect so long. Can I be annoyed with it and just like, ugh. And like, I could find something worth going on one of these rants every week for, but ultimately, and you know what? This is one of the smaller things.
I know, that's why I'm surprised.
Carolina says he's not mad or surprised, he's disappointed. Well, I mean, even then, like, you know, I hate the, well, let's pin the champions thing. Yeah. And they did that last week. At least they didn't go 50-50. But oh, wait, yes, they did. Because Chad Gable lost two singles matches. And Otis lost a singles match. It's just woof. Well, we've got lots of super chats and humper chats.
I think this is what the half glass full, half glass empty thing looks like. We were literally the last, I don't know, 10 minutes of this show was literally that whole analogy.
Allie says, I would hate to see if Sean is actually mad about something. I can't remember the last thing I was actually mad about, to be honest with you.
I've seen you mad.
Have you?
Yeah.
Over what?
I've seen you mad.
Not at you, though. Like, I've never been mad at you.
No, not on the air, but I've seen you mad. Off air.
Give me a hint. What was it about?
The last time we spoke on the phone, you were mad.
Okay, you're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was very mad. And
we don't have to talk about it, but I'm just saying I've seen you mad. I know when you're like legit shoot mad.
Yes or no, that situation got fixed.
I don't want to talk about it, Sean.
There we go. Sheila says, loving this Sean Ross sour graps and step host stub toes edition.
Dude, Alex should stew you right now. You're stealing his thing, man.
We're in the first match of the show.
Jesus Christ. I actually thought this was a good Raw today. I thought this was an entertaining. I thought the first hour was solid. I thought that I thought for the most part, this was probably the best Raw in a while. I wasn't expecting this drama.
Somebody says this, guys, I don't watch college football unless it's Kentucky. So I'm not watching anything.
I also know when you're mad via text, BTW, sometimes you get a little sassy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think
I know
I've
when I'm in
mad.
Trouble, Sean. I know when I'm in trouble.
Okay. Jambeard says WWE, the places where wins and losses don't matter. Juan Ortiz says, Sean, you deserve a hug and some cereal after that rant. You deserve it. I legit had Magic Spoon this morning. Norm
you
says
all the energy to let out that rant.
Norm says, what's up, Muter and Dumper? This national championship game humps. Only tag champs I acknowledge are AEW, Impact, and AAA. And WWE, the belts are a prop. Now, here's the funny thing, Denise. I'm going to praise a match later, and people are going to be like in the comments, well, I thought you said this show sucked. Come on. It's a three-hour
show. No, you have
done
that, Sean, where you'll be like, oh, I love this show. And then you'll be like, this sucked, that sucked, this sucked. And I'm like, I loved it.
It's a three-hour show, Denise. You think I'm going to like everything on a three-hour show? Hardly.
Okay, continue on. We're 30 minutes in. We've talked about one match.
Knocked Bogan says, I'm late, but they dropped the tag belts to Alpha Academy to get Gable to stay with the company because it's not worth RK-Bro losing the titles for that. Nope. Haven't heard of anything like that. And JW Pringle says, they won't rectify this kind of booking until Vince is out of the picture. Even then, he'll puppeteer Raw from the great beyond. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know who would take over for him, so... It all depends on who the company is in the hands of.
So Ghost Vince McMahon will still be running the show, everything technically.
Cool. Omar says Denise would turn on SRS if they were a team. And Jambeard says SRS and Denise, can they coexist? Probably no.
Nope. Absolutely not.
We did pretty good at Tag Team Quizzlemania though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Jambeard says step host Denise is turning heel on Sean for caring about things making sense. Homelander Salcedo. Well, let's talk about it. We had Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley come out, and the interviewer was like, so let's talk. And Nikki was like, we're challenging for the tag titles. And Rhea Ripley goes, no, we're not. We already lost to them twice. We're not going to challenge them. We were here to talk about the Royal Rumble. And Rhea is trying to be nice about it. And Nikki's like, no. We're not doing it. And then Nikki turns on Rhea Ripley. I love that it was Nikki turning on Rhea. I know you don't watch The Boys on Amazon Prime, but Nikki is Homelander. She is the hero that is actually a jerk. She's actually a heel, but she's delusional, Denise. What'd you think of this?
I thought this was probably the cringiest segment on Raw that we have had in a very long time.
Why do you even care? Why are you even surprised at this point, Denise? We've been watching WWE for so long. Why are you getting mad over this?
I'm not going to be like you. I'm not mad. That was literally you. I'm not mad. That was literally you,
Denise,
10 minutes ago.
Denise, why are you getting angry about this? You need to calm down.
I'm not angry.
Denise, I'm going to mute you because you're being unreasonable. Denise, please stop being mad. Hashtag Denise is mad in the chat. Denise, are you calmed down now?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Please talk about the segment.
This segment was super cringe. It was probably the worst thing on the entire show.
Denise, stop it. Stop it. You just got to stop it. Denise, slow down. Slow down. This isn't good for your blood pressure or your health. You need to calm down.
First of all, I'll give a rat's ass about my health. What I'm trying to say...
Cursing. Denise, you're cursing. See, you're so upset over this, and you don't need to be. It's not worth it. At this point of covering this show for this long, you should know better. And look, all the people in the chat, they recognize it. They see how mad you are. They see how upset you are, and it's just... Go ahead.
This was the cringiest thing of the entire show. Sean, I'm sorry, but it was terrible. And I love both Rhea and Nikki. I was looking so forward to their tag team. I remember when they got put together, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. You know, like we're going to get some really cool, you know, opposites attract sort of thing. We'll get some funny segments. And they did not utilize these two different characters whatsoever. See, Sean, I can compose myself. I'm not like you. I'm not going to go on a tangent here. And I'm just going to talk about why I did not like this. So it was really dumb, too, because they made Nikki look really dumb because she came out there and she basically said that, you know, she said that what they were there for. And then Rhea was like, no, that's not what we talked about. So it's like, what are you guys trying to say that Nikki doesn't understand basic comprehension? Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, Sean. Are you even listening to me? Am I even speaking here?
Whoa. Stop screaming at me, first off.
I'm just trying to say here, I'm trying to give you my reasons, my valid reasons as to why this was terrible. So, okay.
Nerd Guru says, Nikki ACR, almost Cody Rhodes. Valab says that Nikki finally got the adrenaline in her soul.
Let me ask an honest question here, Sean.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Given these two characters and given their little, you know, friendship and their hugging, we're supposed to feel bad that they're breaking up. I'm supposed to feel hurt. I'm excited. See, that was not supposed to be the intention. The intention was not supposed to be for us to be excited or to be indifferent. It was for us to be sad that these two friends are breaking up and that was not properly executed. This segment was total and utter cringiness. It was terrible.
Why are you surprised at this?
And then on top of this, I do want to add, I'm happy that Nikki was the one that turned on her. That's cool. I saw it coming. I was waiting for it, but it was the whole entire thing could have been rewired just a little bit, and it would have been more effective had they actually done something with their characters prior to the actual breakup. But they made you not care about them as a team, whether or not they were having issues or not.
This women's tag team division could have been so good across all the brands, and I've spoken over and over again about how they didn't need the NXT tag team titles, how it was, I really thought it was going to be the nail in the coffin for women's tag team wrestling, and now there's one women's tag team, and that's the champions.
I don't even remember.
Chris asks why you're so mad, and Juan Ortiz says Denise needs a magic spoon to calm her down. She does. Jambeard says Nikki's going to turn into Cody now. I kind of want her to. I kind of want her to be the WWE light Cody version where she thinks she's the babyface, but everybody's booing her, and she doesn't realize that she's the villain. Like, she doesn't realize she's the piece of shit because I believe that
I don't think that Nikki is the piece of shit, POS in this. She's not. Why would she be? She's the one that didn't want to break up her friendship with Rhea Ripley.
She punched her friend in the face.
Yeah, because of what her friend didn't want to be her friend. If your friend doesn't want to be your friend, you're telling me you're not going to punch them in the face?
She just didn't want to team with her anymore.
That's messed up.
The Royal Rumble is a few weeks away.
Rhea didn't want to team with Nikki. Why? Because they were losing? She lost a match because she got distracted because she was busy caring about her supposed friend. Rhea should have been the actual heel in this.
Calm down.
I'm just trying to tell you this.
Tremaine says Denise always super mad. Whew. Nerd Guru says women's division, tag division thriving, huh? One team. Tremaine says, didn't watch Raw. Is Nikki A.S.H. a heel now? Can either of you explain this to me? Yeah, I think she's a delusional heel that thinks she's a babyface.
But
I
that's
think
not the story that they were telling, though, Sean. They started telling that story today. That was not the story they were telling the past couple of weeks. You were actually feeling sorry for Nikki, for Nikki A.S.H.
But and now I don't. Us,
but Rhea was the one that was, she's a fake friend. In the story, she's a fake friend. Go back and watch all of their segments and matches. The story doesn't make sense. She's a bad friend. She gave up on Nikki when Nikki needed her the most, when she was feeling down about herself. She wanted to be a superhero, and she was, you know, trying to do good. And Rhea was like, nah, you suck. I don't want to be your friend no more.
Denise.
So Nikki reacts to that and lashes out.
If it were up to you, Mike White would still be the quarterback of the Jets, so you didn't hurt his feelings and he wasn't, you wouldn't be
I'm
bad.
I'm trying to tell you the story here does not make sense.
RH says Mean Girl Salcedo in full effect. Some Stupid Punk says Denise chooses violence if you don't choose friends. Guru says Denise Salcedo. Mike JC. So the women's tag division is down to one team, the champs, until they put together a random team to beat the champs. And Carmella and Zelina break up. Well, I mean, one of the reasons they established these tag titles is because they had such a wealth of women's talent. They needed something else to do with the titles. They don't have a wealth of women's talent anymore. What you see is what you get. And boy, we're about to talk about what you get here in a moment. But Hollywood Hulk Logan says, first time watching Raw in a while. It's her name, technically, almost a superhero. Nikki, almost a superhero. Yeah, it's almost a superhero is her nickname. And then it's Nikki A.S.H. So that is her name, as announced. ShotKid29 says, on paper, it's a good idea. The problem is WWE is going to book Nikki as a better babyface while heel and sometimes be more overt than Cody. Yes, they will, because there's subtleties to this shit. Denise, you're either with me or against me, says Some Stupid Punk. And Jambeard says, mad Denise beyond the WWE Thunderdome. We have some more about Alpha Academy because people want me to scream. Michael Higgins says, I feel like this was about starting the Riddle Orton split more and less about making Alpha Academy sensible tag champs. Well, Michael, here's what I say. Do both. A good show would do both. A good show would have established Alpha Academy as tag team threats and started the team of Riddle and Orton. It's very easy. Riddle doesn't think that, or Orton doesn't think that Riddle took it seriously enough because there's this emerging team, Alpha Academy, that is getting better because Otis is being coached by Chad Gable. And all of a sudden, Otis is gaining all this momentum. And Orton keeps saying, hey, buddy, pay attention, take this seriously. And Riddle never does take it seriously. And as a result, they lose the tag titles. You start the split. You've got a good, effective team. I booked that in 5 seconds. WWE could do it in 5 weeks. It is not hard. Shauna Walensky says, Denise, breathe. Rhea was trying to let Nikki down easy. Rhea was being a good friend. That's it, Denise. She was trying to be sweet.
A real friend? Why would she break up with her that way in public in front of everybody?
She didn't want to.
I'm just trying to tell you, I don't think she was a good friend. Nope.
Denise, she didn't want to. What they had talked about in the back was the Royal Rumble. That's what they had decided they were going to come out there and announce, is that they were going to do something.
So then why didn't Rhea tell her in the back and say, hey, maybe we should do this announcement separately? After Raw, the Royal Rumble is every woman for herself.
Did you not pay attention, Denise? Nikki...
I've been paying attention. Why do you think I'm mad?
Nikki took the mic and said, we're going to challenge for the tag titles. Well, that is not what Rhea wanted and not what she had agreed on. Nikki tried to put her friend in another situation she didn't want to be in. And then Rhea even quietly off the mic said, hey, no, yes, what we were doing.
I saw that. I heard that. I followed all of that.
I accidentally timed out Alex, but... he'll be live for Sour Graps. Sorry, Alex. But yes, Nikki made them have the conversation in public. Sorry,
because
Alex.
Because she
I can't
wanted
undo that.
To be a good friend. I'm sorry. I just don't see Nikki as the heel in this. I don't.
You're the annoying friend, Denise. It's you. Some Stupid Punk says, question, stories, New Japan House of Torture or Raw? Raw. Come on. Raw. Knock Bogan says, I could have worded it better, but it's been a bit since I saw Gable's contract status and figured it was over soon. No, FightfulSelect.com last year reported there was actually plenty of time left on Chad Gable's deal. But how about this? I'm going to have some AEW contract news this week on FightfulSelect.com. Juan Ortiz says, what if WWE unify the women's tag team and NXT tag team championships? Makes perfect sense, to be honest. Juan, what made perfect sense was to never have those tag team titles.
They had a chance to do it a long time ago, and they didn't. There was a clear window of opportunity.
And, like, Rhea and Nikki versus Dakota and Raquel or something would have been such a great, like, NXT TV main event.
Yep.
Or Raw F Showtime, says Denise, letting her anger cloud her judgment. Rhea was being a good friend, and Nikki was bitter that she couldn't ride her coattails anymore. Nikki, almost a supervillain.
Man, I do not see the story that way. Mm-mm.
Well, did you see Dana heave that piece of cheesesteak?
Yeah, and I think she should have kept the cheesesteak.
Man. Hannah says, I'm only here to comment about Sean being shocked that you can tell he's mad via text. I tell him this all the time. You get snippy. Only one of you have ever seen me mad, though. Like, do I get annoyed? Sure. But you've heard me mad one time, and that was it.
Yeah, that one time that you just started yelling at me and telling me how it was trash, and you were, like, burying me, and you almost kicked me off the show, and you were like, I hate you, Denise. You shouldn't even be on here, blah, blah, blah. You're stealing my sunshine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Logan says, do you watch with commentary on? If so, why? Because sometimes they mention some stuff that I got to pay attention to. James Nepper says, you two are wild tonight. You guys pull a Freaky Friday. I was hoping ASH would turn into her heel villain side of sanity again.
You know what's
sad? It's always been in her. Makes sense to me.
You know what's sad? I swear to God, every time, every Monday I come onto the show, I say, you know what? I'm not going to fight with Sean today. I'm going to have a peaceful stream. I that's how I was complaining on coming into the show tonight. But, you know, subject to change.
That it is. Guys, by the way, I reminded you of FightfulSelect.com. Well, we've got a promotion going on right now with the Fightful magazine. The cover features Danhausen on it. Who is he? Why is he everywhere? Check out FightfulMag.com. But you know what? You don't even really have to check out FightfulMag.com yet, because this week, well, up until I think it is January 12th, we're giving you the digital edition of Fightful Magazine free with a Fightful Select subscription. Just $5 gets you a subscription, gets you exclusive news every single day, podcasts every single day, from figure hauls to show reviews to news shows, all kinds of stuff. And this Fightful Magazine has articles on Minoru Suzuki, Doudrop. We had Nate Marquardt, UFC title challenger, and EC3 write for us. We got articles on Jake Paul, retro gaming. Check it out. FightfulSelect.com gets you this magazine this month, the digital edition, for free. And subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, because, like I said, breaking news there every day. Oh, this is a good one. Douglas says, when is the next Nikki interview dropping, Denise?
What happened today? It's already five? Four?
You did three in two weeks.
No, I did more. But I did more afterwards. I think I did five.
But I mean, like, three in 2 weeks, though, right?
No, I did two in, like, 2 weeks. No, I don't know, Sean.
No. You interviewed her virtually. Then you got her at two different media events at SummerSlam.
No,
I was there
wrong.
For one of
I
them.
I got her two times virtually. Then I got her at the SummerSlam thing. Yeah. So, yeah, four times.
Yeah, you had her at the tryouts, and then you had her at the junket. Nerd Guru says, not Raw related, but keep taking my money. Who do you see being next for Hangman? Miro, Moxley, Wardlow. I think what they should do is have Wardlow beat CM Punk by DQ this week on AEW, and that sets up Wardlow versus Hangman. I think that would be very good. And then you can go MJF, Punk, and then you can go into Wardlow, MJF, because that keeps CM Punk out of the title scene if he gets DQ'd. Because DQ losses have been proven to be a bigger thing in AEW than they are elsewhere. Denise Slayer says, I can't take your side here, Denise. Nikki is in the wrong.
Watch what your guys' friends want to dump you. everyone's going to be like, wow.
Chris says, why is Denise trying to insert logic into chaos? Just watch the dumpster burn. That's literally what she tried to tell me to do 10 minutes before, guys. Either way, Omos is backstage and runs into Reggie as they are running from the 24/7 thing. Big AB says, judging by the velocity of that throw from Dana, I think we know who threw the pie at Kevin Owens. I'm going to find out if there's anything more to the Kevin Owens pie thing. That's going to be my goal for 2022. But Omos crushes a jobber, and he very much is insinuated that Reggie's next. Reggie's watching on. Omos just destroys this guy. I think they should move to enhancement talent. That I understand they're trying to show off Omos's size, so I get that. But one of the things I've liked about enhancement matches outside of WWE is a lot of times people will beat other big people or people bigger than them, which obviously isn't going to be the case with Omos. But when you see the 120-pound guy get crushed, it's less impressive. Like, I don't know what they were trying to prove there besides his size. And we already know how big he is, Denise. But what'd you think of all this?
Thought it all sucked. Sorry. Let me see here. I thought the squash was boring. If you're going to do a squash, I need to see the guy practically be murdered, man, or else it ain't a fun squash for me. This was a boring squash for me. The 24/7 stuff, not interested. I made a joke on Twitter that would have kept the Philly cheesesteak, which is true. What do you want, the 24/7 title or a Philly cheesesteak? Seriously, it's the Philly cheesesteaks. That's how I feel about this. Continue on.
So where do you think Omos eats his first loss?
I don't think they're going to do that yet. It would be wrong for them to do it. I think they've wasted a lot of time trying to make him into something. So I feel like his loss should not come anytime soon right now. He needs all the help that he can get.
Nerd Guru sends us to our next segment, the Seth Rollins promo. I really wish they would have Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville say, you know what? We gave Seth Rollins a title match on SmackDown because he rightfully earned a one-on-one title match. And not only did it change, but it changed every single week up until the match. Owens got added, and Lashley got added, and Brock Lesnar got added. And we thought it would be the right thing to do to offer him a title match. And we know it's not a popular decision, but he deserves it. Do you think they'll do that, Denise?
No.
I don't either.
Why would they? They already made the match. So it's like, why would they do that? They could have done it sooner. I mean, they could do it. Actually, you know what? Maybe they could do it. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. They could do it. And if they do, would that make you happy, Sean?
Yeah, it would make me a lot of happy. It would make me very happy. It would be great. It'd be a good step.
This match made me happy. I thought it was pretty good.
It was a good match. Ella J says, is Denise taking best friend applications then? If so, where can we send them to?
She's a rock star. I'm not going to try to dump you in public just because you lost one little match, man.
Or four or five little matches and the tag titles.
Friend. I stick it out to the end. Even if it gets hard, man, I will stay there and be your friend. Even when you get a little ugly, I will be your friend. That is what a true friend does.
Right. So Big E comes out. He announces that he is in the Royal Rumble. Nerd Guru says the recap of SmackDown that had the Shield theme edited in was the chef's kiss. Rollins versus Reigns makes no sense the way they're saying it, but it's going to hump. It is going to hump. And they've had a couple matches over the years that have ended without shenanigans. They've had 9 one-on-one matches. Their last one was a couple years ago. It went to a DQ. There was a Raw match that went like 20 minutes that was clean. Reigns won it. They've had like 3 or 4 other DQs, but Rollins wins pretty often in these. I mean, I think he's got the edge here. Money in the Bank, 2016, Rollins won that match. Rollins beat him on Raw. Like when it's clean, most often I think it's been it's been Rollins winning. But this is a natural like big match to add to Summers or Royal Rumble. God, I'm all out of sorts here. I thought eventually it'd be a WrestleMania match. It's just, they're going for it. What do you think of them doing this match?
Well, they're going for it because what other options are there, Sean? You tell me.
It was like their third option. Like, I think Jeff Hardy was supposed to be here, and I think Jeff Hardy was going to move into a feud with Drew McIntyre after that. But now they've kind of canceled each other out. and they're not there. So that now we got this.
Yeah. And I do kind of hope that they obviously, I hope that they take their, not, I can't say take their time because there's only so much time left, but I do hope that they utilize every opportunity to kind of, you know, make it just feel extra special because I mean, it already, like I'm looking forward to it. No lie. I'm looking forward to it, but I just feel like the way that it came about so sudden, like so abrupt is kind of what's like, you know, it was too out of nowhere. So I want, you know, I want a little bit more to just, hey, we all know this is real, you know, Seth is the only option for Roman. So here we go. You know, I kind of want a little bit more.
Yeah. We've got Matthew Curran says clean finish tonight between Big E and Seth. A shame I wasn't paying attention. WWE in their booking conditioned me not to care and expect a DQ or distraction every time. Well, I don't know what this says because there's things I like and things I don't like. I love the match. The match kicked so much ass. It was great. Big E taking a clean pin. Oh boy, that's not usually a good sign because WWE hasn't had him take any clean losses in a long, long time, especially one-on-one. But damn, Rollins getting a clean win is something I'm happy about because he has not been winning since that ladder match. He's been losing a lot. But also, even though he's lost all these title matches, I would be completely fine as long as they just said he earned that match. He should get that match. Unpack all this, Denise.
Here's my question. Do you think this hurts Big E? Because there's so many times where we see people that were like, man, this person shouldn't be losing. Like, but then they lose via DQ or some like random way, right? So it's like, I find myself other times where I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't have minded had this person lost if they would have, you know, had a great match. The match would have been good and it was a clean finish. And that's what we got here. So part of me feels like I can't complain because I'm always, you know, kind of rooting for that to happen. Like I prefer to see somebody have a good match and lose in a clean way than have like a mediocre match. And then, oh, it ends up in a DQ or some silly, you know, some silly finish count out or oh, the person just walks away. I kind of prefer it this way, but at the same time, like for this specific case, I feel like the last, you know, since losing the title for Big E, it just hasn't, he's not treated like a former champion. And that's, you know, I already mentioned I had this issue before and it doesn't matter. Like whoever the former champion is, like I've said, they should be treated, you know, I still think that they should be treated special, especially the period right after that. And it doesn't feel that way with Big E right now. However, I did really like this match. I love that freaking spear from Big E to Seth Rollins onto the outside. That was just such a good spot. Really liked the impactfulness of that. That was great. I thought the finish was fun. But I was a little bit surprised, though, that it was just so – that this match even happened and that's how he just got the clean finish for that.
Alexa Bliss is in therapy, Denise.
I love this.
What?
Yeah, I love this. I was a big fan of this.
Please explain.
Why? That's your job. You're supposed to talk about what would happen. And I'm supposed to be like, yeah, cool.
She starts throwing shit all around the room. I mean, that's cool. She's throwing shit around the room. All right.
You've never been so mad that you throw things, rip things apart, Sean?
No, I just yell on the internet.
Okay, see, I'm sorry, but, like, I love this. First and foremost, like, I'm tired of Alexa always getting crap for having to do that terrible gimmick that everybody hated. I feel like she did a great job with what she was given, and I didn't realize how much I missed Alexa Bliss until I saw her today, and she kind of reminded me because I just think she's so good at, like, what she's given, Sean, and I get it. I know a lot of people don't love it. I haven't been the biggest fan of it either, but I have been a fan of what she has actually brought to the screen and, you know, her acting skills and all of that, and she makes you believe what she's doing. And so when she just snaps and, you know, goes all crazy during therapy and starts throwing stuff, oh, I loved it. I was like, yeah, throw more stuff, Alexa. This was great. I love this. I'm a fan of this. I want to see more.
This was not for me.
It was for me. Okay. I enjoyed it. What did you hate about it? What was wrong with it? You've never seen a person get mad and throw things?
That was not the implication here.
What was the implication?
It was that she's fucking crazy and she's throwing stuff.
So that's okay. We know that. She's in therapy. Yeah, and I know. She's
I'm just ready for this whole thing to not exist anymore.
Yeah, we're getting there. That's why she's in therapy. She's trying to become a better person.
I know.
She needs to let the rage out first by throwing things. And then next week she's going to come back. And, you know, she might listen to her therapist. I don't know.
Possibly.
There's a progress, Sean. We're not just going to jump from she was totally crazy and doing magical powers.
We're not.
No.
But we're going to jump from a team eating pins and looking at the lights every week to
Sean,
holding
the
titles above their head.
Every week. Oh, God. She was doing all of these crazy
things. She was off the show for 3.5 months.
Yes, I understand that. But we're supposed to, we're getting back her journey like they promoted her journey.
We're supposed to what?
Yes, we're supposed to watch her go from the old Alexa to whatever new Alexa she's coming to. Or who knows? Maybe she won't go back into this new Alexa, her former Alexa. Maybe she'll go back to, there's so many Alexas. I don't want to confuse people. But I didn't hate this, man. I enjoyed it.
RH says
Hold on, 1 second. I just don't understand how you liked the Nikki Rhea thing, but this bothered you. I'm sorry. It's like I don't get it.
Bothered me. It sucked.
Why did it suck?
Some stupid punk says I was forced into. Why did it suck? I don't know. I didn't like it, Denise.
See, that's the thing. When I didn't like the Rhea Nikki thing, I gave like 50,000 reasons as to why I personally didn't
Denise,
like it.
I don't need a reason to think something sucks. I can just look at it and go, this blows. And that's what happened. I looked
that's
at
what
it and I thought.
I started saying in the Rhea Nikki thing. I said it was cringe. And you were like, continue on. Go.
I didn't say anything about you saying it was cringe. I was talking about you being like, Rhea was a bad friend. Even though that she was like, let's not do this here. Nikki was being an immature,
I just
bad
feel you're
friend.
Being too hard on this Alexa Bliss segment. I feel you're being too hard on it. I don't think you're being fair.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like the stuff that Alexa Bliss did prior, you don't like this segment.
This is the same shit. So why would
She's not doing magical power. She's being a normal human being and throwing stuff. Yeah, she wasn't like moving it with her eyes.
That's a normal human being. Oh, this is so bad. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, again, like you're trying to make it sound like I'm being like, oh, well, this is the same as an Alka-Seltzer tablet that didn't dissolve in her mouth. No, it's not as bad as that. I just didn't like it.
It's just more believable to see a person throw things with their hands out of anger and rage than to see somebody, you know, do freaking telekinesis, which she was doing on the show. She was making freaking Randy Orton have black liquid coming out of his mouth.
Thought they both sucked.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just two different things. One is believable and one is not. If she would have been here doing the same exact stuff that she was doing before, then I would have been like, all right, this sucked. But she was not doing that.
You're trying to get me to argue that this is like.
No, I'm just trying to. I just feel like this was not as bad as you're making it seem. And I want to defend it.
Wait, Denise. Kenshiro says she stopped a Newton's cradle by looking at it. That's magic. She did. She looked at it and it stopped, Denise.
Okay.
Because she was annoyed that it was going.
And here's the thing with that too. She was doing all of those magical powers before. She just did a little bit
Denise,
today.
You
just a little
contradicted yourself.
Just a little bit.
You just contradicted yourself.
I just want to say that I like this segment, okay? Sue me.
Figure that out. James Nepper says, has WWE taken Denise blink twice if you're in danger? Oh, man.
I am not in danger. I am of right sound mind and body.
RH says, is Alexa on an inverted Harley Quinn path? Yes, I think she is. I think she is going back to normal, so to speak. Some stupid punk says I was forced into therapy throughout my entire childhood, voluntary in spurts as an adult. Can confirm it does not make you a normal person. And Mark Losper says generally you need more than therapy to deal with magical powers. Even without watching this, I can say categorically this angle is complete trash. I mean, I hope it eventually leads to not doing this anymore, but
They're getting there, Sean. Step by step, man.
I've been watching Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard across multiple companies book for a lot of years. I was alive for Papa Shango. I was alive for The Undertaker doing some silly shit. I was alive for a lot of dumb stuff. Mordecai. I was alive, Sean, you were alive.
We get it.
I was alive for that. Although, whoo boy.
Bro, you're about ready to pop out of the screen with your damn hand out, letting people know you're alive.
A lot of those things made me dead inside. Mark Losper says, generally, you need more than therapy to deal with magical powers. I can say this category. I read that one, Luis. Now I'm mad.
Okay, that's terrible. You'd be a really bad heel. I'd boo you.
Jambeard says, a lot of the magical bliss segments were some of the worst things in WWE in 2021. And this looked like a terrible start for 2022. Yeah, I agree.
I disagree.
But I think they are on the right track. I think they're going to get rid of this.
Like we said, step by step. That's why she's in therapy. Damn.
JW Pringle says, so Becky comes out, cut to commercial, Alexa vignette. Boy, did that suck. Not Alexa's fault. Then back to Becky. Does WWE not realize how weird this is to do to the audience? I'm sure they don't care. Not only is it weird to do with the audience, Denise, it's weird to do to the wrestlers that are coming out for their entrance and waiting 20 minutes before something happens. It is so weird. I don't get it.
Do you think it makes you more nervous standing out there waiting, or do you think it calms you down? Because I feel like if I'm just standing there waiting for my cue, it would make me more nervous.
It would just annoy me.
No, because I'm sure you get butterflies when you go out there.
Yeah, but I mean,
I just feel like standing around makes you start thinking things, and then you're like, oh shit, I forgot my lines.
Maybe.
You know, maybe. I think it makes things worse versus just like going out there, doing it, you get your job done, and there, you hit the bricks.
Juan Ortiz says, I was alive when Kevin Thorne was in ECW in 2007. Hey, go to our interview archives if you search Kevin Thorne Fightful. I did a full-on interview with him at his house. It was very cool, very awesome. He gets people in houses now. He's a real estate agent. So, yeah, if you're in that area, hit him up. Vineet says, how do you expect the Brock-Bobby match to go down? Oh, I hope it is more like the modern-day Brock versus big man matches instead of the original Brock-Goldberg match. How do you think it'll go down, Denise?
I'm hoping for high-impact moves. That's what I want. I just want to see, like, high-impact stuff. That's what I want out of that match. Fast pace, hard-hitting, give it to me.
SAS says, based on the card, does this year's Rumble have the potential of being the best of all time? I think any do, but I think we all kind of see they're setting up to Roman, Brock, title for title. It wouldn't shock me to see Brock win and then win the Rumble, too. Like, it would not surprise me.
Wait, was the question for the Mania card or for the Rumble card?
Rumble, sorry. Okay. KE775 says, is SmackDown going to get Pete Dunne and Ciampa considering how thin they are? Ciampa, I don't think, but Pete Dunne, I do think. Ciampa has told me on the record that if he thought that he was going to have to tour, he wouldn't have signed with WWE. I don't think he'd be interested in doing that full time. But you know what? Things change. Jambeard says, not a Raw chat, but do you think they should do a TBS ladder match in order to face the champ like they do with the TNT title? Yeah. But you need to put workers that you like. It can't be like experimental workers. I think it needs to be really good workers that you know can do good stuff. Mark Losper says, Big E tumbling down an elevator shaft back to the mid card. It's abundantly clear that this is a Kofi level punishment for his unquote underwhelming run. Vince sucks. I'll wait and see on that one. I'll wait and see how long that lasts. Like, he might show up at the Rumble and eliminate 10 people. Michael Higgins says this is a segment that would have been a lot more entertaining with Bray Wyatt seeing a therapist as opposed to Alexa Bliss. Yep. We still got matches to talk about. AJ Styles, Austin Theory, not much to talk about because it ended in a DQ because Grayson Waller came out. Denise, listen, I've heard a lot of nice things about this guy as a performer from people in NXT, but his gimmick is that he goes viral. And right now, my co-host has 5 times as many followers as him on Twitter. No disrespect. I don't get it, the gimmick. Why
do you gotta put me as the example? Damn, you're trying to make it seem like, well, if you don't have more followers than Denise, then you're not new. Couldn't think of yourself. You could have been like, I have blah, blah, blah more followers. Why you gotta put me in there?
Because I don't want to be a douchebag, Denise. I'd rather you look like the douchebag.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway. Grayson Walla comes out and attacks. And Austin Theory is like, oh, let me get my selfie. Okay. And I know that Joe says, I think the joke is that he lacks self-awareness and thinks he's bigger than he is.
Yeah.
Yes, but I've seen NXT tweet like things like, this is going to go viral, and it doesn't. Like it. So, hey, you know what? If that's the deal, good. But I haven't. This was another situation, Denise, that I didn't quite get. They were like, hey, Grayson, we're going to have you go out there and retire Johnny Gargano from NXT 2.0. You know how many matches he had won on NXT before that,
yes,
Denise?
Yes, we know. We talked about this.
A big fucking zero. A big fat fucking zero, Denise. And he's going to beat AJ Styles tomorrow night.
Wait, why are you saying he's going to beat AJ Styles tomorrow night? I don't think so.
He's going to beat AJ Styles tomorrow night.
You know this? Like, firsthand?
Mike JC says, shouldn't Austin Theory hate Grayson Waller for what he did to Gargano?
No, Sean, please don't tell me he's going to beat AJ Styles tomorrow. Is it going to be a clean finish?
Listen. Mark Losper says, you're ignoring the I hate indie wrestling part of the angle. I think that Baron Corbin did that way better. Mike JC brings up a good point. Shouldn't Austin Theory hate Grayson Waller for what he did to Gargano, or does Austin Theory not watch the product? I would actually like if they referenced that. And
he has a new best friend. It's Vince McMahon, man. He don't care about Johnny Gargano. He cares about Vince McMahon. That's his new bestie.
I would very much like it if in kayfabe that Austin Theory is like, I don't watch that shit.
That'd be great, actually.
It'd be kind of funny.
I moved up.
He and Vince are both sitting in the back like, I don't watch that garbage on Tuesdays. Bullshit.
Oh, that'd be pretty savage. That's bullshit. No, that'd be, if it was Austin Theory like alone, like, all right. But I think if you include Vince on it, it'd be too savage.
No, Vince is like, how's your territory doing, pal? Not too great, Vince. Not too great. Huh. Mark Losper says, why are they going through a bunch of time to cure Alexa from whatever BS is affecting her? They have an entire developmental brand. They spent literal years ignoring it, continuity-wise. Ugh. Just bring her back sans powers and say nothing. Yeah, I mean, I think they should acknowledge it. Like, I think it should be acknowledged in some degree. I wouldn't want them to just completely ignore it. But Denise, I don't need her stopping a thing with her mind and then heaving stuff at the wall.
You just said to some degree. That's what they did today.
A one-off line could do it. You could have her back to normal.
I can guarantee if they would have done that, you would have been like, no, that's not good enough.
Probably, because usually what they do, Denise, fucking sucks.
I don't even know what we're arguing anymore at this point. Right? I've lost track of this argument.
You're going to sit here and say, you're going to sit here and say to me, well, you would just complain about that. Well, probably, yeah, I would, because I get the feeling.
There's no winning.
There's no winning. Well, yeah, Denise, I'll tell you a way they could have won. They could have not fucking done it at all. They could have never done any of it that they did and just, get this, booked something good. If they booked something good, and now there will be people that are like, they try something new, they can't win. New doesn't mean good. Different isn't always good.
What about trial and error, huh?
Oh, my God. Whew. This is going to keep me up at night. Psych! No, it's not going to keep me up at night because I've got my beautiful Helix mattress. I've got my beautiful Helix mattress. Oh, guys, I'm buying two more of these this year. I'm moving this year. I'm going to buy a new one for my bedroom. I'm going to buy one for my guest room. I love helixsleep.com/Fightful. During the pandemic, I wanted a new mattress. I've told you guys this story before. Didn't want to go to the mattress store and roll around on something that somebody like Denise had been sleeping on. Ugh, as if. Gross. So I went to helixsleep.com, found out about them, and I took their quiz. This was important to me because I wanted to make sure I got the right mattress for me. And you take the quiz. I was matched up with Dusk Lux model because I wanted something that was kind of in between. And before this, I only was able to sleep on my back. But now that I've got helixsleep.com/Fightful, I can sleep on my side as well. That keeps me asleep longer at night. It makes my sleep better. It's awesome. I fall asleep faster than I ever did before because I used to sleep on a crappy slab of memory foam. It just was not for me. This helixsleep.com/Fightful mattress is so much better. Take a 2-minute quiz. They'll match you to that customized mattress. They have a 10-year warranty, and you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. They even have financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. And they're offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Fightful. I bought the California King, and it is the best mattress I've ever had. Like I said, I'm buying another one, and I'm going to buy a queen size this year for when I move. helixsleep.com/Fightful. Hit them up on Twitter, at Helix Sleep. Let them know you heard about them from us. They are one of our biggest sponsors this year. So a big thank you to them. Some stupid punk says, did Denise leave to take a massive dump? Yes, she did. Juan says, Denise just rage quit from this sponsorship. Little evil Salcedo strikes again. Michael Key says, all hail the Dong Lord and FTF. Also, hello, Step Host. Hope all is well. She's all right.
Mark World's Lasper's greatest Step Host.
That's true.
Award-winning.
Mark Losper says, happily didn't watch Raw and have no interest in it, sending this through to catch up to Chris Reigns and reinforce that Big E got screwed. Yes, Mark Losper has got me to agree that if he is the top donator on Humper Chats and Super Chats this month, then for a month, I will let Alex and Kate go over 2 hours on the Tuesday NXT show, which can't imagine why anybody would want that. Cutting Edge, Beth Phoenix is out. Edge has a very sweet video prepared. But you know what? You know what's interesting? What? Edge, Beth Phoenix, and I, you know, we've got our own shoes from Glaciers of Ice Kicks. Denise, look at these. Look at these. My new ones. Aren't they beautiful? Cincinnati Bengals. That's what I want to talk about during this segment. Go to GOI Kicks on Twitter. I want to show them some love. Look at that. Mike White doesn't have his own shoes, Denise, but I do. But I do.
My boot is better.
I liked this segment. Beth was basically saying, like, hey, if you're trying to get laid tonight, that video will get you there.
That's more power not what to I her. Got from that.
She said it.
She said it,
Denise.
What'd she say? I don't remember that. My bad.
She said, if you're trying to gain some points for later tonight, it's working. Come on.
Sorry, I wasn't that interested in this.
She straight up said, if you're trying to lay it down tonight.
I was bored during this.
Come on.
So I like half. Yeah.
She was very blatant about that.
Well, yeah. Edge came out there and was like, she's got thighs that can crack a, I don't know what, I don't remember what he said.
Let's put a pin in it. She said, ow. Oh, boy. So The Miz comes out, and The Miz is talking trash. And I loved a couple things about this segment. I love that Edge shows respect to Maryse. He's like, you work really hard. You're good at everything. You put 100% into everything. And then Miz is like, yeah, Maryse, talk all this trash to Beth Phoenix. And Maryse just hit the brick. She was just like, see you later. You say you were bored during this segment. I enjoyed it.
I thought it, what'd you say? It blows. That's my response. It blows.
It blows.
It blows.
It blows, blowed. She says.
But if I'm saying it in past tense, it blowed.
It blew, Denise.
It blew?
It blew, not it blewed.
But that doesn't require the same thing like, oh, it blows. How would I say?
It's blue.
You know blue. What? I wasn't interested.
It really blew doesn't
have the same meaning as it blows, though.
Yes, it does.
Not in this context, no, because you're saying it sucked. Denise, that's what I'm trying to say.
Denise, I'm, it's, I promise you I'm right about this.
Okay, fine. It blew.
I promise. You said it blewed.
Okay, fine. It blewed. It blewed and blowed. I forgot. What is it again? Is it in blow? It blew.
Denise.
Okay. The point is I didn't like it.
Damian Priest and the Street Profits against Apollo Crews and the Dirty D-Wags, Denise. I don't. Okay.
Can I go back really quickly?
Yeah,
I didn't get
sure.
to say the part I did like, though.
Okay.
Maurice walking away was the best part of the whole
yes,
thing.
It was.
She didn't even do nothing. She just walked away, and it was the most over thing.
It was great. It was great. So the Dirty D-Wags, with Ziggler getting a zigzag, gets a three count and wins. First off, I want to say Angelo Dawkins has a very underrated dropkick. It's great. I don't know why they decided to just throw Apollo in here. Like, he lost a United States title match 2 months ago to Damian Priest. And I feel like they were like, well, he doesn't have anybody else to face right now for this US title.
What else is he going to do? They're not having him do anything.
It was odd.
He's harmless.
I mean, his team got the win, so good. At least he was on the winning side of things. Street Profits aren't tag champs or anything. But they did beat Cruz and Commander Aziz last week. So maybe that's why they decided to throw this in there. I thought this was fine. It was okay. Ziggler's got to get some wins. I think the Street Profits are not near the tag titles right now, even though next week they'll probably get a tag title shot or something. Damian Priest said that he's going to enter the Rumble. I hope he has a good showing in the Rumble because he has been very protected.
I agree. Yeah, and this match itself was fun. They had a bunch of little fun spots that I liked. Good for Dolph on getting the win for his team. Good stuff there. I thought it was fine. I think given like the fact that like I went into this and I was like, I don't really care about this match, but I actually paid attention and it was okay. It was fun.
Yeah, six people that can work, six people that have a good match. It was fine. It was harmless. Sure. I think the team that needed to win got the win. And as long as you don't pin Priest here, I'm all right. Main event, Doudrop wins to become the top contender. I really like this match. There were some spots that I really, really enjoyed, like the back suplex and then Doudrop mowing both of them down. I thought that was so good. There were a couple times like Liv and Bianca were like half a step off of each other, but nothing that was like, oh my God, this is bad. Just something that they quickly rectified. Becky Lynch was out there. And I thought it was smart how this happened. Because normally I'd be like, why is Doudrop even in this match? I will say that. Why is Doudrop in this match? She lost a bunch. She shouldn't have been in this match. But Becky Lynch, the character, looks at Doudrop and goes, oh, she sucks. She loses all the time. That's who I want to face. Not Liv Morgan, who's taking me to the limit. Not Bianca Belair, who I've been trying to avoid for a long time. I want this girl who, in storyline, sucks. So she makes sure that Doudrop wins. And then afterwards, Doudrop is like, no, Styles makes fight. I'm going to slap you in the face, knock you out of the ring. Oblivious Kari says, thank God Doudrop's gimmick changed. That was the worst. Yes, she needed to have a more aggressive style. I think it suits her a lot better. Denise, I know I covered a lot of ground there. What'd you think of this?
I thought this main event was awesome. I thought that they made Liv show her aggressive side in such a fun way where I really, like, I've been one of my criticisms of Liv Morgan, or not necessarily criticisms of Liv Morgan, but the storytelling surrounding Liv Morgan they needed to make her seem a little bit more credible. And they have been doing that. They've been making, you know, they've been doing the steps to kind of getting her there. And I think that this was one of the, not the first match, but one of the matches where I really felt that this was, where she really kind of came into her own, where I could say like, you know what, I could see Liv Morgan actually, you know, going to that next level and actually, you know, becoming champion. And I know we've already seen her go up for the title and we've seen a lot of that, but I needed all this stuff prior and today's match to kind of continue seeing that evolution of Liv Morgan. So for me, I really like that aspect of it. And there were certain things that I like, the 450 splash from Bianca Belair out of nowhere, because I think the camera, like the first shot that we got, like the live in the moment when it happened, we didn't necessarily get to see like the full thing. I think she just kind of like came into the shot, sure, or maybe I just didn't see it. But then afterwards, when they did the replay, was when I got to see like the full thing. But when she first hit it, she came out of nowhere where it was like she wasn't even fully on screen, and then she just hit the 450 splash. Oh, I love that. That was pretty great. Her almost getting the win in this match, and then Becky Lynch essentially costing her the match with that, and her having her chase her around and all of that. I kind of think that I was already expecting to possibly be seeing Bianca and Becky at WrestleMania, but I kind of feel that the fact that we're getting Doudrop and Becky, it kind of confirms to me that we're most likely going to be getting Bianca Becky at WrestleMania. At least that's what I got from this match, given that the fact that I feel like they're, you know, they're pushing it, they're trying to save it. So it's like, okay, she got screwed out of this here, so we're possibly going to be seeing that match at Mania. I don't know.
Anthony Navarro says, do you feel Doudrop won because they may set up Becky or Bianca, Liv, and Becky for Mania, while a SmackDown star, hopefully Naomi, wins the Rumble to face Charlotte? I think it's possible.
That's what I got from this, that they were saving it till WrestleMania. I don't know about including Liv, but I know for sure having Bianca and Becky.
I think Bianca and Becky would be the WrestleMania move. I think that would be the one. And Doudrop, Becky's going to beat Doudrop. Of course Becky's going to beat Doudrop. But this was an okay way to set it up, because it's Becky thinking that she's pulling one over and letting the person that's not good in the match. Bray Watt says, Becky beats Doudrop at the Rumble. Possibility of Liv or Bianca winning the Rumble. Possibly triple threat at Mania. I think having Bianca win back-to-back Rumbles would not be a bad thing at all. But I think there's a real possibility that it's Charlotte. With the roster so thin, Denise, like I do think one night will be women's unification. One night will be men's unification. Even though really they need as many title matches as they can get. I think there's a possibility we even see some NXT title matches on this show. Like they've got two nights and not a big roster.
If Bianca is set to win the title from Becky, I do not want it to be in a triple threat. I want it to be in a singles match.
Danielle says, but am I wrong, or is Bianca back to doing the spear? I think so. Yeah, I think so. B-E-Z-E Ian says, can't wait to see what a Bianca versus Liv one-on-one looks like. Liv would be able to keep showing off her new moveset with Bianca being her base. That is so important to do, or so important to have in a match like that. When again, the styles are important. If you're facing a lighter opponent, they can't necessarily base for all the stuff that you're doing. They've had a bunch of matches. They had a match on Main Event last year. They had the Tribute to the Troops match. Like they had matches all the time in NXT. I don't think they were televised. Nerd Guru says, a rarity that I can say is that the main event was booked perfectly. Becky doesn't want Bianca. She's scared. And the fresh match of Piper and Becky, Raw is better than SmackDown. Yes, I would agree with that. Raw does seem better than SmackDown, but Denise is only here with me on Raw. So she just thinks that everything is sunshine and rainbows and thinks that I shouldn't complain about anything.
What's wrong with sunshines and rainbows, man? The sun will come out tomorrow.
Got a Zicky Dice interview on Tuesday ahead of Zicky Dice's Outlandish Paradise. Again, we'll have coverage of Terminus this weekend as well, which sold out. Big weekend for Atlanta independent wrestling. So congrats to both of those people or both of those outfits there. Zicky Dice tomorrow. Last year, it was one of our most watched interviews of the year, the one I did with Zicky in January. So we're going to make that a bit of a tradition. Talks about an awful lot of stuff. And FightfulSelect.com, a reminder, guys, you can get that magazine over there. This show was brought to you by HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Denise, tell us what you got going on.
All right. So first and foremost, you guys can head on over to my Twitter or Instagram page at _DeniseSalcedo. Go drop some love there. YouTube.com/DeniseSalcedo. Please go drop some love there too. I'm doing stuff. Yeah, go check that out too. And then Speak Now Pro Wrestling Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on F4W Online. That is me.
Guys, thank you all so much. Denise, you got to 50K. I did. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.